Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm in charge. I'm supposed to be in charge every day, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. I'm Doug Stiffin. Brad, none of your business.
He's on timeout.
Yeah, he got a timeout because he was a bad boy yesterday. I sent him home.
So there.
And that's what I'll do with you, too, if you don't behave yourself. So
really? You don't thank me?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, along with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Here's a story that really... As we look at what's going on in the world, I'm known for not taking the traditional route when it comes to lots of conversation about things that are going on, but they may not be at the top of the pile.
Root or
fellow
route?
About Jerry Hatfield, 59 years old. He was in jail for 35 years, never had a trial, was never convicted.
Hmm.
How do you do this?
Why was he in jail?
35 years.
How's that possible?
Prosecutors, defense lawyers have been haggling over this guy. He's had 3 or 4 different lawyers over the years trying to get a trial for him. His right to a speedy trial has been violated. 35. I don't even care what the charge is. After 35 years of sitting in jail, how do you... How do you justify even trying the guy? If I were him, wherever these lawyers are, whatever they're thinking, they should be suing the hell out of whatever, and I'm not sure of the jurisdiction. I've got to dig around in that. But how do you hold somebody in a jail and him or her not know that there is, I mean, what's the IQ of this guy? He doesn't know that he's entitled to a...
Worse yet, he didn't have any family or even just state-appointed...
Nothing. Nobody was on his side.
God.
Nobody was on his side. Unga bunga.
Wow.
Be thankful you're not in that department. Here's the Labor Department. Estimates 560,000 violations of the federal minimum wage law in New York...
Okay.
560,000 people working in New York that are not making minimum wage every week. They're making. So how is it? How many people work in New York? 4 or 5 million? What'd you say?
Millions. Yeah. I don't know.
So 10%. Could we argue, Roberta, that 10% of the people in New York are working under minimum wage? So what kind of jobs would those be?
Probably, I would say restaurant workers, number one, if I had to guess.
Right.
Because
cleaning companies.
A lot of they just work on tips. Yeah, cleaning companies, if I would. I mean, you know, a lot of labor jobs, I would say. You know, just, you know, maybe under the radar, gardeners, maybe, you know, landscape workers, people like that.
Yeah. But there is this artificial sense here. I don't know. Do I sound indignant when I said that or outraged? I'm not really.
A little bit.
Well, I don't. I only find it an indignity because there's a law that requires you to pay a minimum wage in the first place. And nobody seems to be paying much attention to the laws. All over the place. We can find violations of simple laws every day, everywhere.
Of course.
So why do we bother to pass these laws? Why? What is the point of having laws?
To have some semblance of, you know, being a correct society.
Really?
You know?
Under what circumstances?
Congress doesn't care about what the laws are. They just want to make more.
Yeah, right. Yeah. To justify
their
existence.
That's their job. Yeah. That's their job. Right. You know, their extraordinary pension plans and wonderful health care that they get that the average American can't even come close, but they vote in for themselves.
Mm-hmm. The trending box at DougStiffin.com. DougStiffin.com includes, but is not limited to, the following three items. Number one, There are stories coming out of Ferguson, Missouri today, where the police still seem to be somewhat out of control, that reporters have been charged by the city for doing journalism back a year ago when this event first took place. Do I have that right, Kenny? They're just now being charged for doing
their jobs. They were arrested a year ago.
Yeah.
When everything was going on in Ferguson. And
on what charges, Kenny?
Interfering with an officer, yeah. Or that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're just getting charged now.
Yeah.
There are so many issues in Ferguson that are...
And the new leadership doesn't seem to be taking a quick, firm hold of things either, which would make you wonder, what's the undercurrent? What's the real story? What is it really like to live in a town like Ferguson, Missouri?
Just move Congress to Ferguson and seal off the city.
There you go.
I think they should just shut down the city. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the reporter who was beaten up and robbed by attackers over the weekend in Ferguson?
Yeah, Ferguson's a mess this weekend.
Taking photos, videos, break-ins, and he was rushed from behind. They beat him. They swarmed him. They took all of his stuff and left him there all bloodied on the ground. I mean...
Yeah.
It's animals. I mean, it's just animalistic behavior.
Yeah. Well, it's the anniversary of the Watts riot getting started in 1965. Same kind of stuff.
What I find really interesting, I got this email from a listener named Scott, who says, despite the arrests, there were no reports of injuries or violence last night. The police spokesperson was just on TV saying no shots were fired, there were no burglaries, there was no
why was anybody arrested?
No property damage. He says, why isn't that on the news?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, and that's maybe the reason that happened is because they made those arrests. I mean, so often you're seeing these cities just stand there doing nothing except watching these guys go and loot and do whatever they want to do. Maybe the fact that they came out strong and arrested people made it so that there wasn't any violence.
It makes me wonder what they arrested them for. The police are saying that there was no looting, that there was no violence.
Yeah, because they can. That's it. Donald Trump. In the poll yesterday, the scrutiny was whether or not Trump ought to apologize to Megyn Kelly. 34% said they didn't care. That's where I am. 22% said, yeah, but he never will. 19% said, yes, what he said was terrible. 14% said, for what? He didn't say anything wrong. 11%, no, she should apologize to him. Well, you'll be happy to know one of the other stories that's trending at DougStephan.com is that Donald Trump and Roger Ailes, who runs the Fox News channel, had a blunt conversation yesterday, which supposedly cleared the air enough to have Roger to have Trump on this morning's Fox and Friends and on with Hannity tonight. So there must have been something that got straightened out between Ailes and Rupert Murdoch, because that was the problem in the first place. Murdoch doesn't like Trump, and Ailes says he's good for business. So there you go. It's a lot of stuff going on, including 900 Facebook posts at Doug Steph. What is it? Facebook.com/good day. Got any new ones, fresh ones? We had a bunch of them, a dozen or so that we read on the air earlier on, Kenny. Anything new that's spicy?
A few more about the Donald. Bill says Fox should stop giving him free airtime. Let him go to CNN or one of the other so-called networks and see how long he stays on top. Megyn Kelly was right.
Really? Megyn Kelly was wrong. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Keep going. What else?
Sam says polls this early are meaningless. Don't forget, this is what the Republican frontrunners looked like recently. In August 2007, Herman Cain with 27%. August 2011, Michelle Bachmann with 26%.
You know, Herman Cain would have made a pretty decent vice president.
I remember Herman Cain.
I was around him at a convention a few months ago and had a nice chat with him. He's a good radio host. He's also a good human being. He's quite smart, quite accomplished, and has quite a life story. And all that stuff would make for a good president, vice president, a good executive in that circumstance. But because he's black, and you can say, Barack Obama got elected because he was black. No, this guy's black and he's on the right. Same as Ben Carson. In a sense, not the same philosophy. They're not the same men at all, which is another thing. Who's this clown that runs the Reds? What's the name of that organization?
Red State. Eric Erickson.
So not only does he not invite Trump, which is a mistake, he doesn't apparently like black people because he didn't invite Ben Carson. And that's the problem with the Republicans. The people that run these whack job organizations are the reason that I'm no longer a Republican, because they're so judgmental. They've gained a foothold or a toehold with certain segments of the society. And we know that there's racism everywhere. But what does the Republican Party do? It needs to open up its tent. You want to get millennials to vote for you? You better be opening the tent, pal. Otherwise, you stick with the same old story, faces and ideas. Yeah, it's the same old...
I don't know that it... I have a theory. I don't think it's race. You said that it's because he's a racist. My theory would be it's because he's not a politician. He's not part of the establishment. Mm-hmm. Because he said Eric Erickson's excuse for not inviting Ben Carson is that he saw him speak at a veterans event, and that Ben Carson only spoke about himself and President Obama. Well, all the candidates are supposed to be speaking about themselves at this moment, and I would imagine all of them would be talking about the current president, right?
He's a clown.
Right? So, you know, it's because they're not part of the establishment team.
He's a clown. It's 17 after the hour, 2 minutes away from today's Queen of Cheap Report with Roberta here on Good Day.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, grabbed my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients: diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, what's hot today from the Better Living Box? Here's Roberta Fasanelli and the queen of cheap.
Let's start with Staples. You can get a $50 restaurant card for just...
boom, 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 boom.
$41.99. Now, this is to the Darden Restaurant Group, so that includes Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, Bahama Breeze, Seasons 52, Yard House. It's kind of like, you know, a one restaurant card you can bring to any of these restaurants. But you save almost 10 bucks off of a $50 gift card, so that's not bad. Impress your date. Then we got craft store coupons for you from Michaels and A.C. Moore and Hancock and Joanne Fabric. All sorts of coupons, everything from 50% off one regular item, or 40% off a sewing notion, or 20% off $70, you know, stuff like that. So those are all listed at the Queen of Cheap. And Target deals 40% off all of your jeans. Great for back to school. You got kids' jeans as low as $5.99, men's jeans for $14.99, women's jeans for, get this price, $16.79. How they figure that out, I don't know. But heck, you can save some money on your back to school wear. And you'll find all of these great items and lots more. If it's your birthday, check out all the birthday deals we put in there yesterday at the Better Living Box in the Queen of Cheap section.
You still saying birthday?
Birthday. Birthday.
Birth.
They say it's your birthday.
Yes, check out all of the information. There's a lot of different. We have a lot of contributors. Andrea Metcalf, who is a terrific phys ed expert, has a warning in the Better Living Box as well about mental health issues from social networking that teenagers face. So check out lots of helpful information to make it better for you and your families. At 21 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Yeah.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, right? On his own these days. We'll join the voice as Coach Adam Levine's advisor. So, this is Adam Levine. How does that work? How he's advising not Adam Levine on how to sing and no. How things are going with Maroon 5.
So here's what happens.
Yeah, okay.
The teams get picked, and then in the second round, before they start battling each other to start narrowing down the field, these mentors help the coaches train their singers to give the best possible performance.
Is that Kara singing or is that Roberta singing?
That was Nate. Roberta.
Really? Not bad, Roberta. All right, let's see here. What else is going on The Voice? Selena Gomez is going to join Coach Gwen Stefani. I understand they're having an affair. Is that why she got a divorce from her husband?
No.
No? You sure?
She and Selena Gomez are not having an affair.
You sure?
Her husband apparently had an affair, and apparently
with Selena Gomez,
with a boy.
Oh,
oh!
Well, then it would be all things right. Selena have an affair with Gwen.
Okay.
Right.
So let me ask you this question,
please.
What happens on The Voice with the mentors?
The mentors work with the main coaches to help
to
them
what?
Make the presenters better.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. You were listening.
Trying not to.
You fake it well.
Yeah. I've been doing this for a long time, remember? All right, let's see who else here. Missy Elliott is going to mentor for Pharrell.
Love her.
I know you heard about it. You don't like it when I pronounce it. No, it's Pharrell. Yeah, it is Pharrell. Yeah. So tell me the story of Missy Elliott, because I don't know. She's the only one here I don't know much about.
She's a rapper. She's a female rapper who had a lot of great success. She was very famous probably in the early 2000s. That was when she really...
Rapper. I haven't even met her.
Oh.
Like, what was the other one that I did in the last hour?
25 past the hour.
It's actually 26 past, can't even thank you for the save. All right, do we have some Pharrell Williams music here? For,
it's what? Pharrell, Doug.
I'm just kidding.
Come on, you're confusing me now.
It's Pharrell.
Nice going. See, I think this is the guy. That's the kind of stuff that has such a long life, and it's so valuable for us just to have this. This is a smiley song. That's what this is. Remember when the Chinese kids got it? Where the Chinese or Iranian kids got into trouble last year?
Same difference.
Yeah,
foreigners.
Maybe. Yeah. Foreigners.
Oh boy. Move along here. Yeah. Move along.
Joke, Roberta. Joke. Joke.
Brad Paisley is going to advise Blake
talking.
Shelton.
Oh, double deal for me. Blake's going to be eating that sandwich.
Really? This is Brad Paisley. So is he as famous as Blake Shelton, do you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Blake Shelton has become... Brad Paisley was more famous than Blake for many years. Blake is probably now more famous.
So is Brad hanging around with Blake's ex-wife?
No, Brad Paisley is married to Kimberly Williams, who's on Nashville.
That doesn't mean that he can't be hanging around with Blake Shelton's wife.
All right.
So that's Brad Paisley. What does Blake Shelton sound like?
Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's Blake?
Yeah.
Did we hear from Brad?
Yeah, you just heard Tick. Remember Tick?
Yeah. I had one yesterday. I got to pull out my leg. Maroon 5.
Big umbrella.
Who? That isn't either. Now you're trying to get me off. You're trying to unbalance me. Maroon 5 revealed the information on Monday on Twitter. And so all of this stuff starts with The Voice's new season on September 21st. For those of you who are interested for your listening and dancing pleasure, that's the story of The Voice, all the advisors, all the coaches, all the great people that will be there. So either be there or be square. Can you get a podcast of this? You probably can, right? Download it the next day if you want.
NBC.com, I think, yeah.
28 after on DougStephan.com.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Doctors have long known that erectile dysfunction, which means things aren't working down there when you want them to, can be the early indicator of blocked blood vessels. Now, a new analysis reports that men 40 or older who have ED should be screened for diabetes, as they run twice the risk of having undiagnosed diabetes. Here's the thing. If you're having ED problems, the first thing your doc should work out, is the problem physical or not? If the problem is physical, ask why. Screen for diabetes and look for other risk factors like smoking that cause blocked blood vessels. Of course, there are many reasons that things down there may not be working when you want. Relationship issues, anyone? Even for guys. Work-related stress and on and on. Bottom line, a 2-minute visit followed by a prescription for Viagra or Cialis is not the solution for ED. Demand more. You deserve it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Example for a life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, featuring Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the air with me, and Ken Kessler is here as well, holding up his end very well. I would tell you that there are a lot of people who would like to be in any or all of our shoes here. This is a program that gets high praise and accolades for its truth, its frankness, its friendliness, and so when I say something that is an aside, like I did, we went through a whole litany of people that were on The Voice, and Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley got most of Jennifer's attention because Brad is going to be working with Blake, right?
Yeah, and don't forget Missy Elliott. I like her too.
Okay, so I said something about Miranda Lambert, who had been with Blake. Right. And I made a suggestion that maybe she's now hanging around with Brad. And then you told me that Brad was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some...
You said, so what? And guess what I would say if I were your girlfriend? I'd say, what?
Well, but the whole idea wasn't that you have to...
Well, guess what?
But you see, everybody's mind goes in the same direction.
Yours wasn't. So you meant like they were playing Pinochle or something, Brad and Miranda?
They could be playing cribbage.
Cards,
yes. Monopoly.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, but...
I have the salami. Cool, I got it.
One of the big problems in our country is the schools get ready to open up. I'm trying to keep moving along, Roberta. Don't encourage her. The teacher shortages that have been reported all around the country. There are schools that are opening this week in California, next week in places also in the West, the week after that, Midwest.
Way too early, by the way.
It is way too early. Crazy. So there's an about-face going on here in the world of teaching and teachers. School districts have gone from handing out pink slips to trying to hire new teachers. The problem is there aren't enough qualified teachers. And I guess that gets down to what does it mean to be qualified? Well, it seems that somehow or other we have lost the edge when it comes to math, science, and those areas where critical thinking is important. Not that it isn't important in other areas. Don't get me wrong. I was already misunderstood once this morning, probably twice or three or four times. But in this circumstance, I think it's important for us to know how the changing needs of the school system have affected those who are going to school. And it sort of makes me wonder about what's being taught. Those of you who are in the college world, who teach on the college level, what is it that you're teaching that is allowing the gap to develop here? The needs, well, maybe there are two different things to look at. Do you realize how many people, how many families have special, quote-unquote, special needs youngsters? And the definition of that has been broadening.
Right.
So that now there is a need special for special ed teachers, and apparently they're not finding them, and they're not being groomed in the numbers that they're needed. But the biggest need in this country, need, put that in quotation marks, is for bilingual teachers. What does that tell you about the makeup of this country? If you're not in tune with how the demographics are changing quickly and broadly in this country, it is amazing. And I'm not saying it's necessarily good or bad. I find it offensive that much of the change is coming because of the influence of those people who are here illegally. And of the 11 million illegals, 10 million of them are Hispanic, and there are a lot of Asians now that are coming in here, especially into California and Seattle. And there are people from other parts of the world who are coming here. But those two areas, people coming in here, schools being told by either the districts or by the state, you must take care of the children of the illegals. Even if they're here illegally, you got to take care of them. We have a special needs. The town I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, has a $118 million school budget, about 8,940 students, I think, in the system. And of them, 30%, I'm on town meeting, so I know these numbers, 30% have some kind of special need, whether it's a language barrier, physical, emotional, whatever it is, and these numbers are broadening. One student in this community costs the taxpayers $300,000 a year to take care of whatever her special need is. $300,000 a year for one student. So, when you look around, I did a quick search. Louisville, Kentucky, not enough teachers to start the new year. Nashville, Oklahoma City, Providence, Rhode Island. These are large urban school districts that can't find enough teachers to get the school system started. Charlotte, North Carolina, 200 vacancies as of today, and their schools start next week.
You know, it's so, I say it's hard to be a police officer these days. It's
hard
to be a teacher, and there's a lot of reasons. Their hands are tied. They can't discipline. They can't point out problems. They're encouraged to pass kids through who are not making their marks. And then with Common Core and with all these other programs that they have in place, teachers are just teaching to test. They're not allowed to choose their own curriculum.
It's the worst thing.
They're not allowed to work with whatever's going on in their
classroom. Jeb Bush's downfall, Jennifer. Jeb Bush will not be elected president.
Common Core and immigration will hit both he and Marco Rubio.
Yep. Done.
Sadly.
So anyway, I bring that to your attention because a lot of you are going to see those sort of reports in your local newspaper in the next week or so as school gets started and people are scratching their head wondering, hey, how come there's no teacher in my child's classroom? The principal has to teach instead of the teachers teaching. What did you start to say, Roberta?
No, I was agreeing with you.
Doug. Yeah, it's really an amazing. And I think part of it is, you know, we have these the schools, I'm talking about post-secondary colleges and universities are teaching, but they're not teaching to the needs. Or not enough of them. Colleges are scrambling now to keep the numbers up. My alma mater is down 25%.
Well, how much do you think is the cost? I mean, people can't afford
it's the
to
cost,
go to college.
It's
the
two things, Roberta. It's two things. The cost and the fact that they're not offering the right courses so that when a youngster gets out of school, he or she's ready to get a job.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, actually, they should. A lot of students should be able to get a job when they leave high school.
Yeah, you know. But there's no more voc education, no more.
Well, and everybody has the vocational high school. That's a real problem.
It is.
Everybody says you have to go to college, you have to do this.
My mom
taught high school for 30 years, and she is a academic. She loves teaching kids to learn Shakespeare, but she will tell you, she thinks in 10th grade, she thinks that's the magic number, where kids who don't want to go to college or who want to learn something, learn a trade, should just go straight into vocational school. And why not? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Most people make more money as a plumber than you would with a liberal studies
degree.
Yeah, you make more money as a plumber, a carpenter, electrician than you do teaching school.
Absolutely.
You do.
Teach kids these skills. Also teach them things like how to balance a checkbook. Teach them basic how to run a business. You'll get incredible students coming out ready to go into a job and many ready to form their own businesses.
888-302-3684. My daughter is a professor at UCLA. Her husband is a professor at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two of them, they make a decent living. They live in a decent house, decent circumstances, but... Are they highly paid? No.
Do they own their home?
They don't. No.
Yeah.
No, they don't own their home.
It's
hard.
It's hard.
Right. So, but when I look at the things that that Megan, I'm more familiar with Megan. Well, I know what her husband teaches. They're both very, they have specialized degrees and their expertise is in certain areas. But Megan has broadened out so that she's more valuable to the academic community in teaching things that will carry these students into more, and I don't want to use the term vocational because that's anathema to a college, but into careers. How's that? Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing students into careers. And so a lot of the stuff that she's teaching is about understanding the language, understanding what the words mean and understanding how to use them for people who are going. Now, these are highly skilled jobs, computer technicians
mm-hmm.
or computer developers who have to understand words. And it's amazing how the kids get out of high school. Megan has a tutoring. She and four friends have a tutoring company on the side. They tutor. She now has four or five kids that she's dealing with. She normally, they have as many as a dozen at a time. And these people are all trying to learn the things they ought to have learned in high school, whether it's private school or public school. These kids don't know how to, and I don't, she says, for a change, Daddy, you don't sound like some old timer who's grumbling about stuff. It's the way it is. And it is a disgrace when you consider how much money it costs, never mind to go to high school, but Roberta just said, what does it cost to go to college? Heidelberg is up in the $35,000 range.
Yep.
We're lucky in California because our education is very affordable if you go to a state school.
But the taxpayer pays for it. Look at the tax rate.
Yeah.
Look at how it's paid.
You pay for it as a taxpayer. And you also have to remember the cost associated with it. You know, kids want to live on campus. The books, when I was going to Cal State Northridge, the books cost me more than my education did because
and that's a travesty because in today's computerized world everybody has a computer, everybody, you know, people can get a Kindle. Why do you have to buy textbooks?
Well, I think
why
that's
isn't
the way
everything
it is going
online.
All right, 44 past the hour. Problems in California with the wildfires continue. We'll get a report and an update on that in a minute here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served. In a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
46 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Date Program. We have the pleasure of having Jacob Ward with us now, science and technology correspondent for Al Jazeera America. He was previously editor-in-chief at Popular Science Magazine and a science and technology analyst on the Discovery Channel, National Geographic Channel. So he's gotten an up-close look at these fires in Northern California, thousands of acres. What do we need to know, Jacob, about how these get started, what the impact is of them now and in the future?
Yeah, you know, Doug, it's been really a very new kind of fire season for California. You know, California typically has its Northern California fire season at this time of year, and then the Southern California fire season starts a little bit later. They're beginning to extend. Those two are getting to be a little bit, they're spreading out over the course of the year in a way that's got firefighters concerned. But really what we've seen, and certainly this was true of the fire that we went and covered, the Lake County fire, which at this point has consumed nearly 70,000 acres. It took about 3,000 firefighters from all across the state and the western U.S. to come and take care of it. They've just about got it contained. It's about 85% containment. But we saw it really when it was out of control about a week ago. And boy, it just was a new kind of fire. You could see these veterans of, you know, 30, 40 years saying, we haven't seen anything like this before. At one point over last weekend, they saw 20,000 acres go up in 4 to 5 hours. And that is just a whole new level of intensity, a whole new kind of violence.
What creates that, Jacob? What's making that happen?
Yeah, the idea seems to be a combination of things. One is that it is areas that have not burned in the past are catching fire now, which means that they have a tremendous amount of dry fuel. Mm. But the big culprit here, and I'm sure this is no surprise to your listeners, is climate change. It is that California's climate is changing. Basically, the big drought of the last few years has sapped the ability of trees to defend themselves against pests, bark beetles, for instance, which is killing or drying off, either drying out or outright killing a lot of trees, and certainly in the Sierra. That means that they fall over, they're dried out, they're ready to burn in a way that they haven't been in the past. They would have been able to defend themselves. So firefighters typically see a fire sweep through once and then not come back. Once they have what they call a good black around them, meaning that the earth is scorched around them, a firefighter should theoretically feel safe in that environment. Everything's burned off, no big deal. But now trees, which should survive that initial sweep, are catching fire on the way back. The canopy will burn on the way back. And so suddenly firefighters can't even trust their own training simply because of the incredible drought and the the other side effects of a changing climate in California are changing the way that the fire actually behaves. And, we're seeing, injuries. We're seeing, in this case, we saw the death of a firefighter in that particular fire and another one just on Sunday. It is just an even more dangerous job than it has been in the past, and that is really the scariest part of this fire.
So when do these things get under control?
Well, we're going to see them under control in the next. I mean, certainly, they just fight them fire by fire. But what's incredible is you think of these guys, men and women, out on the line dealing with this. Those who were fighting the Lake County fire had to leap right over and do now what's called the Jerusalem fire. That's the top priority of Cal Fire, the state firefighting agency. The other thing to sort of take away here, Doug, is that the the way, sort of what's left afterwards is very scary to scientists. Basically, Northern California, as it burns, the stuff that's growing back, according to a new University of California data study that just came out yesterday, the stuff that's growing back is the type of stuff that you would typically see in Southern California. So it means that the vegetation that you know, is basically creeping northward because the climate is, as I mentioned, changing. So you're seeing the normal shrubs and vegetation that would grow back in Northern California not coming back. Instead, you're getting things like manzanita growing up, which is typical of Southern California. So it's literally sort of watching this curtain kind of drag northward in California and change the climate.
Well, you've given us a good overview of the situation, Jacob. Thank you. Jacob Ward, science technology correspondent for Al Jazeera here on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Legend had it that Milo had trained Chopper not just to sing, but to sing specific parts of the human anatomy.
You believe that was Richard Dreyfuss? Number one movie this week in 1966. Theme song by Ben E. King. How many people remember, or can you even remember, or not blow your mind out when you think this was 1986 when these kids were in this movie? Woof. All right, keep going with the clips, Kara.
Mickey's a mouse. Donald's a duck. Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy?
What are you going to do, shoot us all?
Always. Just you. No,
so this is a movie, if I remember correctly, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. It was very inexpensive to make, wasn't it?
It was directed by Rob Reiner. Yes, the budget was pretty low.
Yeah, and made lots of money.
It's a big hit.
Yeah, it was. So who else was in it besides Richard Dreyfuss?
Corey Feldman was in it.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, he played the bully bad guy.
Yeah.
And Jerry O'Connell, right?
Jerry O'Connell.
Wasn't Will Wheaton in it too?
Will Wheaton was in it, and River Phoenix, right?
Oh, Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey. Just say Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman. Sorry.
So this is one of the first movies for Sutherland, wasn't it?
And, they're all young kids.
They're all kids. Yeah. Right. All right, so a remembrance here, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here with movie news right after this on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
Chuck Curry, the movie man on the Good Day program. Movie news includes The Rock and Zac Efron doing a Baywatch movie, huh?
Yeah, I read that yesterday. Zac Efron is in talks to join Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You really don't got to call him The Rock anymore because he's pretty popular, Dwayne Johnson. And a big screen version of Baywatch. The film will be rated R and similar in tone to what they've done to the 21 Jump Street franchise. You know, I don't know if the world needs a Baywatch movie, but if they do it with that
sure
tone,
it does.
It'll probably work.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it'll work, one way or another.
Another story, Doug, that broke yesterday. Bill Murray is in Boston filming a cameo for director Paul Feig's all-female Ghostbuster movie. Now, a lot of people are asking the question, what cameo is he going to play? Is he going to play Dr. Peter Venkman, his character from the original Ghostbusters franchise? I'm going to say 99% no, because Dan Aykroyd already filmed the cameo last month. He's going to play a cab driver, not his Ghostbusters character. So you're not going to have Bill Murray play Venkman and Bill Murray play a new character in the film.
Why would they do that?
I don't like the idea of them doing cameos of different characters. But I have to believe that if they made Bill Murray play his original character, they would have to rewrite the whole storyline of the script, and I just don't see that happening. So we'll see how that plays out. Bill Murray will be in Ghostbusters 3, but most likely, at least in my opinion, not as a Ghostbuster.
All right. You notice that Mark Hamill at all these autograph circumstances has been signing, and some people have been talking about what he's been saying. Pretty interesting. We have a story at DougStephan.com, some of the captions on these cards. They're like baseball cards now, right? These Star Wars cards are tradable like old baseball cards.
I'm not that familiar with them, but I know one thing. These actors, especially a guy like Mark Hamill, probably could get $100 a signature. Yeah. So they make, even Burt Reynolds is doing these trade shows and signing his name, making, I think Burt Reynolds is only charging $50. I know somebody went to one of them last month and saw him, but yeah, it's a huge, huge market.
Force Awakens opens December 18th, for those of you who are trying to keep track of that. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Chuck Curry, who's the expert in videos, DVDs, movies, etc. here every day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.